I'd like to congratulate my very best friend in this world, His Holiness Srila Gurudev, on the great Jubilee celebration of his 60th birthday. I think that good fortune began in my life when I met Srila Prabhupada in 1971, and I think that my greater fortune began in life when our paths crossed in 1979 in India, just after you'd taken sannyas. That was the time that my first period of service in Vrindavan was just concluding, and I met you and Bhagawan in Vrindavan. I met you, such a bright, enthusiastic, shining, young, new, and sannyasi, and by your attractiveness and by your kindness, we became friends straight away. And later that was cemented when I did come to the Southern European zone and have the opportunity to serve. First few years during the festival, and then that fortunate time came in September of 74 when we were placed together in New Mayapur for that unforgettable period of when you were the president and I was in charge of the Gurupula. And for practically 1 year, New Mayapur just had a non-stop Krishna conscious party going on with us and all the kids in the Gurupula and all the devotees. It was a very, very memorable time. You've always been very, very kind to me, Gurudev, and I've always appreciated that point. When we were younger, we used to get into our brotherly-like quarrels. I think it was this year when we were together in Poland, your son Gaur Shakti was analyzing the way that we behave, and he was saying, "Hey, what's the matter with you guys anymore?" And I was telling him that we finally got to the point where we realized that it's much better just to love one another than to waste the time and quarreling over whatever differences and problems and differences of opinion may be there. Gurudev, I really respect you. I respect you so deeply. You've always been such a like a beautiful of a color on one screen of a painting. You have the lightheartedness of a child. You have the wisdom of an experienced politician. You have the power to present a beautiful first-class professional program of Krishna consciousness to tens and thousands of people. And then practically you can fall back from that on the humbleness of a very, very shy Vaishnav. Despite whatever joking or friendly or naive type of presentation you've ever tried to put up as a facade, your depth in Krishna consciousness is phenomenal. You have a taste for the holy name that's practically unknown in this current age. Your dedication for taking the holy names to the streets There's something I don't think other people do. And when you sing kirtan, people dance. And people dance. And people dance. Because when you sing kirtan, it's a pure connection with the holy names, and it's a pure connection with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it's a pure connection with the spiritual world of Goloka Vrindavan. Your depth of attraction for the goal of life is phenomenal. You love Vrindavan. You want to live in Vrindavan. You love hearing about the residents of Vrindavan. You aspire to serve the residents of Vrindavan. And many years ago, you told me that your role models in doing that were people like Narottam and Srinivas and Shamananda, because they were always in the world preaching so enthusiastically and preaching so dynamically, but constantly existing within the internal depth of their internal life with Krishna. So I know that you're like that, Gurudev, and I would like to conclude by saying that I'm eternally thankful that you've always considered me to be one of your friends. I know over the years when we were growing up, and that doesn't mean in our teens, I guess that means in our 30s and 40s, sometimes you and I used to have good squabbles. I don't think it so much came from your side. I think it came more from my sort of aggressive, passionate, and bulldog type nature that I have. But despite the fact that we ever had those squabbles, still, you always kept me as one of your near and dear friends, and I'm deeply, deeply, deeply appreciative for that. I can honestly say that you're one of the only people in the world, Gurudev, that if I have something to talk about, I can talk about that with you, and I know that you will keep that close, and you will do your best to try to help me out. So I'm thankful to my spiritual master that he's given me your association in this lifetime. You know, sometimes we say this, but it may appear light. Sometimes we say something that may appear to be not maybe truly sincere. But the real fact is that Srila Prabhupada is my Diksha Guru, and he is the most eminent Shiksha Guru in my life. But I can honestly say with deep appreciation and profound thanks that you are also a great Shiksha Guru devotees, and always preaching to the devotees, and always endeavoring to absorb oneself in Harinam Sankirtan with the remembrance of the divine pastimes of the Lord. So I'm eternally indebted to my spiritual master Srila Prabhupada, and at the same time I'm eternally indebted to you, Srila Gurudev, for all that you've done for me, and I'm eternally indebted to you for the fact that you've tolerated my nasty and oppressive and domineering behavior through all these years. And on this great day of your jubilee and your birthday, the prayer that I submit to your lotus feet is, never push me away from your lotus feet. I may do lots of funny things. I may do lots of crazy things in my life. But my humble supplication, please, never push me away from your pink-colored lotus feet. And always let me be by your side when you're engaged in singing the glories of Radha and Krishna through the chanting of the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Gurudev, I'm very deeply thankful to you, and I always tell people that I can do nothing on my own. If I ever fly, it's because I have two wings, and those wings are you on one side and Shivaram Swami on the other side. I'm deeply indebted to both of you, and I pray that for eternal life, and if I ever have to come back for any more lives in this world in service, and if we make it to the spiritual world by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, I'll always be by your side, that I will be able to render service to you in any endeavor that you engage in the service of our divine masters, Radha and Krishna. Thank you so much for your association, Srila Gurudev. I know that it's said that people shouldn't let these words cross their lips, but I just want you to know that I truly, truly love you, and I'm truly, truly appreciative for all that you've done for me in my life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, and happy birthday.